then I try to find the dog's owners. I can't. The dog comes home with me. And at first I'm like, what are you doing? And as she crossed the threshold of my door, I'm thinking, she came to show me I'm not alone.
Yeah.
2 hours later, I found her owners. Yay, she went home, you know, because she wasn't my dog.
Right.
And someone comes in with this little cat. This little tiny cat and just says, I hear you put your dog down. And I thought, and I look at this little cat and I'm thinking, cat?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do I do with a cat? So he was my first real experience with being brave enough to say, I'm going to pretend that I can talk to you and you can talk back, because I'm going to start right from the beginning. I thought I could hear my dog, but she was older. I put all kinds of conditions on it.
Uh-huh.
So with Simon, we started right off the bat with, okay, well, I want to name you Dylan. And I hear, nope, my name's Simon. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Simon?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when the Pet Intuitive came back to my store a couple weeks later, the first thing she said when she walked in the door is, oh, I hear Simon lives here now and he's staying. Because I had kind of said to Simon, well, you can stay for a while, but I don't know if you're staying. Because I don't know if I want a cat.
Right.
And we had the most marvelous life together right up until the time he chose to go. I told him one of the conditions of living with me is he couldn't go outside. It was a busy road. So he would lay right in front of the door. Right in front of the door. And I could hold the door open and carry groceries in. I'd have to step over them.
Yeah.
And different things, like I decided after investigating I didn't want to declaw him because I felt that was too inhumane to do to this animal. So I said to him, well, if you're going to live in and you have claws, I guess that means we have to work this out, right?
Right.
All right, here's a chair you can totally wreck. Here's a chair you can never touch. And that's exactly what happened. He totally shredded the chair. I had said, you may use this to your whim, because you're a cat. You have claws. You need to be a cat.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the thing also we do is we ascribe a lot of human qualities to our animals and forget that they're in an animal body.
Right.
Which has different requirements.
Right, right. No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, if there's one thing we know that really to be a good pet owner is the journey with the pet.
That's right.
It's not about you.
Right.
It isn't about you.
And if you want to live harmoniously, you know, so that's how I started it. And I can recommend that to anybody. Just look at your animal and say, well, let's just try some things. And every once in a while I start doubting myself. Oh, right. I think I can communicate with my animals. I think I understand them. I think I hear them in my head. But mostly they give me impressions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not words. And so I'll say, okay, start asking me something really bizarre so I can start understanding that once again, we're having a conversation. And, you know, one day Sam, my cat, very lovingly said, okay, I want to eat in the basement today.
Right.
I'm like, the basement. He showed me the basement. He showed he was hungry. You know how our animals convey to us, it's time to eat, if it's time. And so I looked at him and sure enough, down the basement he went. So we went to go eat in the basement that day, and I could go, thanks, Sam. That's so sweet of you.
Well, you at least get to have a fantastic relationship with your pet.
Absolutely. I would recommend it to everybody.
And is there any special training that you go through to pick up on these skills?
Any training that you would consider important. And to me, learning how to meditate is important.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to be quiet, in touch with my own feelings, what they represent, what's going on. That's what I found to be the biggest tool to talk to our animals because that's how they live.
And I'm thinking, you know, this may fall flat on the face of somebody that really spends their entire life in the, I need it to be concrete. I need it to be, you know, defined. I need digital or whatnot. But if you live every day, day to day, with this essence that there's an energy around you or an energy field.
Absolutely.
You probably connect very well with those individuals.
Yes. Well, and everywhere I go, animals come to me. They look at me. Yeah. Because they're like, you know, wow, someone who is in tune with us.
Sure.
Someone who thinks we're cool.
Yeah.
Basically, they're drawn to you. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, Julie, I must be in big trouble because every time I walk out the door, the bunny rabbits run away. And bottom line is, unless I've got the food bowl or the toys, not necessarily that experience.
That's just because you're an oversized Elmer Thud. But
well, that could be.
Or maybe because that's how you expect to relate to them.
I'm not certain. Julie, if one of our listeners is interested in getting in contact with you and talking to you, is there a website or a phone number to contact you?
Oh, absolutely. My website is holisticlifeservices.com.
Okay.
Holistic spelled with a W.
Okay.
Because to me, that's Hole.
Okay.
And my cell phone number is 517-488-9338.
Okay. We've been talking this morning with Julie Cripley, animal intuitive and the person who can talk to the animals, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever